live ferret draped around her neck, and chipmunks peeking out of her pockets. The tall, dark, and darkly clad man who walked to her right carried an unhooded falcon on his left shoulder. The three men behind them, Smets thought they might be brothers, carried a bunch of monkeys and one big snake. Smets asked, "You going to arrest them? They're lugging enough illegal hardware to start their own war." "And give you boys a show?" "Huh?" "My mama's stupid babies never lived to make corporal." Even so, he stuck his fingers in this mouth and whistled. When those people looked, he beckoned. The tall man looked over with tight eyes for a moment, made a slight gesture at the man with the snake. That one came over. The snake looked them over like it was sizing them up for dinner. It gave Smedge the creeps. The corporal said, "Just a friendly word of advice, pal. The city is under martial law. Ain't nobody supposed to tote a blade over 8 inches long. Unless he's wearing gray." The snake man went back and told the tall man, who looked at the corporal hard for a moment, then nodded. "You see that?" Smed said. "That goddamned monkey gave us the finger." The corporal said, "I seen that tall guy somewhere before. Down the length of a sword." "Ah. Well, bucket's empty. Save my chair while I walk my lizard and get me a refill." He went inside. "What you think of that bunch?" Smeds asked Fish. "I've seen the tall one before, too. In the same circumstances as the corporal. A long time ago. No problem remembering where or when either, since I was only ever in one battle." That just puzzled Smeds. He asked, "You figure they're here after the dingus, too?" He could ask because by now, everyone in town had a good idea what was going on. "They're here for it, yes. They'll help make the game interesting." "What are you yapping about, Fish?"
"Don't mind me, boy. Just an old man, maundering."
"Ha! I thought so.
Isn't there any more, is it?"
Down the street, the animals people had stopped in front of a place Timmy said used to be a butcher shop, but these days was just another dump filled up with squatters. The tall man glanced back as though he had heard Fish. Then the whole bunch moved on, indifferent to stares. The corporal came back out with his full pail and bladder empty.
"I ought to give this shit up. Bothers my stomach."
He took a drink.
"Where were we?"
Fish said, "I was just going to ask you when they're going to unbutton the gates. Going to start getting hungry in here now the farmers won't bring anything in." "They don't consult me on policy, Pop. But I'll tell you something. I don't think those two bitches give a rat's ass if everybody in North starves. They ain't going to go hungry." Smets was tired of listening to the corporal.
"Going to get me something to drink."
He went inside and had a beer drawn, wondered how long the supply would last, and how much more patience the people of